All right. Hello and welcome. Glory to God, for He is good. I just started a live stream on accident. So, the show must go on. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. And I'm going to get my other devices up and running so that we can share the Word of God. And as you come in, I will just like recognize you guys. But the Word of God is alive. It's powerful. It's sweet like honey. It's so strong, so good, that I know that it will build you up, just like it builds me up. And so, welcome everyone. We're so glad you're here. And so there's Yellow Fish. And then there's, it says, unplug immediately. Let me see. Hoot. That's weird. But yeah. What the... Maybe it got wet. Is it that damp? That's too bad. Maybe it's the phone. Oh well. I love Jesus too. I'm gonna see if the charger works here. I guess. Hey, yes. Justin. Hello, Eric. Rosa. We love Jesus. Yes, I love that. That's what we're here for. To speak about Jesus. More about Jesus. More about His love and His grace. His mercy. And so, we're going to get started soon. Let me first turn this on. Some music. And then also, I'll get TikTok on. Because TikTok is... here. Wow. Welcome, welcome. Hi, Eric. Angel. Hi, Megan. Hello there. How are you guys? God bless you. And welcome. I hope you win 1 million soon. Hey, glory to God. It's God's timing. God's timing. And then, can you read a quick Bible verse to start it off? Yes, I can. I will. Yes, I have a baby, thank you. His name is Noah. And so, let me first start that TikTok live. And then, it is starting. Alright, now I can start. So today we're gonna have a live stream on... Hey, good morning. Welcome. Make yourself comfortable. I'm so glad you guys are here. So glad you guys are able to hear the Word of God. And today we're looking into 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 44. And we're talking about life in abundance. And Elisha, he just healed. Oh, you're getting hungry. He needs to eat some food. He needs some attention. But Elisha just revived or brought this woman's son to life, dead son. And it was by her persistent faith and persistent prayer in which God was able to do His will, to do His power, to do His wonders in front of, in the story. And so now we continue with the story of Elisha. And it's talking about life in abundance. Hello there, wow. Yes. Aiden, Alex, Chardrashikar. Amen. So let's read from 38. Elisha returned to Gilgal, and there was a famine in the region. While the company of prophets was meeting him with him, he said to the servant, "Put on the large pot and cook some stew for these men." And then one of them went out to the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered some of its gourds and filled the fold with his cloak. And when he returned, he cut them up into the pot of stew, though no one knew what they were. And the stew was poured out for them, but as they began to eat them, they cried out, "O man of God, there is death in this pot," and they could not eat it. And then Elisha said, "Get some flour," and he put it into the pot and said, "Serve it to the people and eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. And a man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing a man of God 20 loaves of barley bread baked from the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. Give it to the people to eat, Elisha said. How can I set this before 100 men? His servant asked. But Elisha answered, give it to the people to eat. For this is what the Lord says, they will eat and have some left over. And then he set it before them, and he ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you for all that you've done for us, and for never letting us down, and for always come through for us. And Lord, we are so excited to dig into the word of God, which is alive, powerful, and able to bring us this living water that we may never thirst again, and bread of life so that we may never hunger again. Your word is alive and powerful. So Lord, I pray that Holy Spirit would open our hearts, everyone here, so that we can hear your word, be diligent in paying attention to what you have to say. We pray this in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Well, I think he's almost sleeping, but maybe he will want to eat later. Yeah. Okay. So today, it's a much needed relief and also supernatural increase. And if you guys ever want to see how to feed a baby, we can do so at the same time. It's like mukbang for babies, right? Yeah. You know, mukbang, which is like watching someone eat food. You want some food? You hungry? Not hungry yet? Alright. He's not opening up. Well, let me know if his mouth opens up. I can see this on this live stream. If his mouth opens up, then that means he wants to eat. If not, then we know that he's okay. Alright. So looking at this passage, I'm pretty amazed at how Elisha operated. And there was famine during that time. And famine means that there was no little water. There was hunger within the region. That means there was a lack of food. And while the company of prophets were meeting him there, he said to his servants, put on a large pot and cook the stew for these men. That means they have food. But how can they have food in time of famine? How can they feed all the company of prophets when they have people hunger, when food is scarce? And then one of them, the servant, went out to the field to gather the herbs and found a wild vine. And he gathered the gourds and filled the fold with his cloak. And when he returned, he cut them up and put it into the pot of stew. Even though no one knew exactly what was in it, they tried it, and then they ate it. And they said, there is death in this pot, and they could not eat it. But Elisha, he said, now get some flour. Flour is not like the flour that smells good. The flour is like the flour that you use to bake, to cook, like you cook bread. And he put it into the pot and said, serve it to the people and eat. And there was nothing harmful in the pot. And so, in the end, Elisha did not poison them. That's great. But this is Elisha. He's leading them. And he's showing them that God gave him the wisdom, the discernment, the knowledge of what to do in times of famine. And he shows how true man of God, prophet of God, never goes hungry. Because God provides all their needs. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai, God of more than enough. God Almighty. And so, later in verse 42, a man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing Elisha 20 loaves of barley bread baked from first ripe grain. That means these are great bread and healthy. It's not just white bread, it's wheat bread. And he gave it to the people to eat. 20 loaves. Now, there's 100 men right there. And the servant was like, how am I able to feed 100 men? And this story immediately reminds me of how Jesus fed the 5,000 men, the multitude, during the time when they were following him and they had no food. And the disciples were like, send them home. Let them get their own food because we cannot feed on them. But lo and behold, this young boy gave his 5 loaves, 2 fish, and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to Jesus. And Jesus multiplied it and gave it back, or prayed for it, and gave it back to the disciples. The disciples were able to pass it out to the 5,000. Wow. Amen. And so the Lord says they will eat and have some left over. And after feeding the 5,000, there were baskets, leftovers of the food, of the bread and the fish. More than just that 5 loaves, 2 fish. And so the servant was obedient and set it before them, and they ate and had left over according to the word of God. So there's going to be two reflections in which we're going to read. The first one is much needed relief, and the second is supernatural increase. And I love that. I love that. It's absolutely wonderful. So, during the time of famine in the region of Gilgal, Elisha tells his servant to cook up a stew for the company of prophets who are meeting with him. Unfortunately, the poisonous vine. You want to eat? Yeah? Okay. Unfortunately, the poisonous vine added to the stew, and people were unable to eat it. Right now, baby pan's eating. And Elisha, he performs a miracle with a bit of flour so that the stew is no longer harmful and the people can eat the much needed meal. And you see, this wasn't the first time that Elisha was able to do wonders, taking a liquid that was inedible or that was poisonous and turn it into some fresh drink. This stew was able to be edible after God led him to add the flour. And for the other time, it was water. It was not fresh water. It was not drinking water. But God made it so that they could have water, and water abundant. And so, through Elisha, God is able to provide relief and satisfy his people's need for food. And in our world today, you can be God's servant and offer tangible and spiritual relief to those in need. You can be a blessing to those around you through your prayers, through your service, through your evangelism, through your encouragement. You can be a light in this world. You see, Jesus said, I am the living water, so that you may never thirst again. I am the bread of life, so that you may never hunger again. Jesus, he satisfies your soul. He satisfies your life. He satisfies your hunger, that spiritual hunger that you have. And that's why we are here speaking of his word. You're drinking, right? Are you? You are. Okay, Christine, he is dripping a bit. Let me grab the over there. Yeah. But thank you. You drink it, okay? Drink it so that you may not hunger again. You know, the baby right there. Can't really see him, but he's being fed milk. And just like babies need milk, we need that spiritual milk that God offers to us. And all this is a provision from God. All this is given to us. Are you done? You want to eat more? Okay, you eat that. Okay. Trying to get comfortable here. I'm so sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. And then, so the first reflection is the much needed relief. And so, who do we go to when we need relief?
We go to our Heavenly Father.
God, our Father, who brings us ultimate relief. God is the one that allows us to live our life the way we live. He allows us to live in freedom, out of bondage of the grasp of sin, the grasp of death, the grasp of the things of this world. He allows you to live in freedom. And so, if you need relief in your life, go to God first. Allow God to build you up. Allow God to provide for you, to protect you, to give you wisdom, understanding, knowledge. This is our God who never lets us down, who knows all things, sees all things, hears all things, and knows what is best for you.
You can do it. You fool already.
This baby. Yeah. There you go. Now you guys got a view of him. Now the world is watching you. Youngest YouTuber alive. Come on. Yes, you drink it. Mukbang. Good. Good boy. This boy is born on June 22nd. 6 days old. Mukbang. Yes. Good. So, this ultimate relief comes from God. Comes from Jesus Christ. Our Lord, our Savior. Are you drinking? You are. Great. He's doing great. He's holding it with his bottle. Alright. Good. Okay. And next, supernatural increase. I love supernatural increase. That comes from the Lord our God. God is the one that increases. You see, what happens in the natural realm? He doesn't want to drink anymore. How much did you pour? Did it move? Oh yeah, well. Good, let's rest for now. Hey, you good? Do you want more? Are you satisfied? Do you want to rest? Let me burp you. There's something stuck? Okay. Now you gotta burp the baby. Yeah, burp him. There we go. Yeah, you guys can see it. So, this man, you can put it over there, I can grab it. The man offering first fruits offering to Elisha shows that in a time of wickedness, there is a remnant that perseveres in obedience to the Lord. This man, he gave 20 loaves of fresh bread that was just baked recently. And then there was a man who served the Lord and served God's people and served the prophet of the Lord. And so, you know, even in this wicked world, broken world, we know that God is still working. We know that there have been people who never bowed down to the gods of this world, who are the idols of the world, to the false worship of money, false worship of addiction to substances and drinking and what the world offers. It never truly does satisfy. And so this miracle is a clear forerunner to Jesus' miracle, the bread that multiplies, and some is left over. God does not ask us to somehow come up with anything that is beyond our natural abilities. He takes what we have and brings it about the supernatural fruit through it. and sent Elisha and Jesus both brought the exponential increase with simple offerings, we know that whatever we offer to God in faith, including our time, our talents, our treasures, our gifts, our money, it can be multiplied for His kingdom. And you can be ensured that there is more than enough for His people. Hey, think more food? More food? Yeah, you're ready. I think. Yeah, there you go. Good boy. Good boy. Doing great. Nice. Awesome. He's going to be done soon. But praise the Lord. I love it. Supernatural increase. Why do you believe in the supernatural increase? Why do you believe in it? I believe in it. When you walk faithfully in obedience to God, then He will supernaturally increase you. You see, God is not a God who wants to decrease you. Well, He wants to get rid of all your sins, all of your addictions, all of your negative things that sucking your life away. He wants to get rid of everything that is just wasting your time, like the consumer mentality, and give you a life of production that is productive, a life that is glorifying to Him, a life that is able to lead others towards Him. You see, what happens in the natural is reflect upon what is happening in the supernatural. So if you are rooted in the Word of God, if you're rooted in His, in His will, then He will surely supernaturally increase you. Just like He was able to do His miracles through Elisha, through Jesus. That supernatural power is still within you. Because of what Jesus has done on that cross. Jesus, He defeated sin. He defeated death. He defeated the world, defeated the devil. So that you may have life and have life abundant, life to the fullest. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Now, why can you believe in the supernatural increase that God offers or that God has for us? Because He is our Heavenly Father. If God is your Heavenly Father, that means you are children of God. That means you are sons and daughters of God. And that means you have direct access to the Heavenly Father in heaven who loves you, who cares for you, who never lets you down. And He is the God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wisdom, all-glory, all-wealth. He says, "The earth is mine," in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. He says that gold and silver are mine in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. He says, "The cattle on a thousand hills is mine." And so, God created all things and in the heavens and the earth. And so, all things are His and His to give. And so, I know that if He wants to bless you and give you more, then He will do so. But then, that starts with a time of faithfulness, a time of perseverance, a time where it's so easy to follow the wicked ways of the world and to walk in the ways of the chasing the pleasures of the world. It's so easy to walk away from the Lord. Yet, when you persevere in obedience to the Lord, He will bless you so that you can be a blessing. This man who gave 20 loaves of bread, do you think he's lacking? Do you think he has not enough? No. He has more than enough. Well, it seems like it. because he baked the bread and he was able to give it away. It was God who uses the man to be a blessing. And that's the grace of giving, the grace of generosity. This man was able to give and bless God's people. And I believe in return, the man will receive far more than the seeds that he's sowing with his generosity. He will reap 100-fold. Or if he has not already, he's reaping. It was a time of famine. How could he just give bread away for free? How can he just give it away? And he does this just by walking in the ways of God. Hey, you're done. Congratulations. Empty bottle. Great job. Great job. I'm proud of you. Alright. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Now, time to burp him. Man. Yeah, I was wondering if I should do this live stream later or now. But we can just extend it. We can extend it. And yeah. But this is how you take care of baby. Baby pen. And you will probably, hopefully in the future, he will be the one that's speaking to you guys. He will be the one that will be teaching the word of God. And allow you guys to hear his God's word. At a young age, even age of 2 years old, I know that eventually he will be able to speak it. God's word, supernatural increase, supernatural mouthpiece, peace of God. Amen. How old is he? He is right now 6 days old. 6 days old. Hello, hello, welcome. 6 days old. And so You're going to have to stick around, subscribe, follow, and keep watching. One day, when he mutters his first word, you're going to be like, Amen. His first word, Amen. Yeah, right? Would you like that to be your first word? Yeah, that's funny. But God is good. Amen. So God called us to be fruitful and multiply. And he blessed us with this baby child. And he blessed us with everything we need in order to care for him, to build God's kingdom, continue to build his kingdom, and to just be a light in this world. Amen. Okay. So, looking into this passage from verse 2nd Kings chapter 4 verse 38 to 44. We can see how the prophets miraculously was fed during a time of famine and God's power to meet basic needs of his people. A bad stew was miraculously purified. And Elisha, he visited the school of prophets in Gilgal and the stew was prepared. And the student, gathering the wild gourd, cut them up and put it into the stew. And the students tasting the stew immediately knew that it was poisonous and informed Elisha. And then Elisha instructed them to add flour into the pot. And the stew was suddenly purified, edible, and 100 prophets were miraculously fed. And an unknown believer brought supplies to the school and 20 loaves of bread and some fresh grain. And Elisha ordered the food to be distributed. And Elisha, his servant, protested, saying and questioning how so little could be used to feed 100 men. And Elisha assured the servant of God, the servant of God's promise, that he would feed his people. He would meet their needs. Elisha's servant obeyed, and all the prophets had food. And God's word was fulfilled. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. What's his name? His name is Noah. Okay. A bad and poisonous stew was miraculously purified by God through, let's see if you can see it, through his prophet Elisha during a famine. Elisha visited the school of prophets at Gilgal, noticing how hungry some of the students seemed to be. So he knew that there was a need, and so he was there to address it. You see, God meets all of our need. God is a God of breakthrough. And so, by God's grace, he met all my needs, that I have no more needs, that I meet other people's needs. You see, I once needed breakthrough, and he helped me breakthrough. And now, I carry breakthrough. And we go from breakthrough to breakthrough, victory to victory, glory to glory, because we're living a season of Jesus to Jesus, saying Jesus forever in our life. Amen. And so notice how hungry these students may be. He told his servant to prepare a large pot of stew and cook it for the prophets. Notice he did not say cook a small pot, but he said cook a large pot. How can you cook a large pot in a time of famine? How can you use so much food and just like unsparingly, and just cook it up? And so he cooked up a large pot. And in obedience to Elisha's instruction, the servant went out to gather some vegetable and ran across a wild vine, from which he picked up some gourd. When he returned back to school, he sliced the gourd into the stew, although no one exactly knew what they were. And as the students began tasting the stew, they immediately knew it was poisonous and informed Elisha. Trusting that the provision of the Lord, Elisha calmly, he didn't respond frantically, oh no, panicking, no. He calmly instructed them to add flour or meal to the stew and then reserve it. And miraculously, the Lord purified the poisonous stew, and the students were able to eat it. And on another occasion, 100 prophets were miraculously fed. And which is from verse 42. An unknown believer brought food supplies to the school, including 20 loaves of baked bread and some fresh grain. And immediately, Elisha ordered that food to be distributed. He didn't hog it. He didn't say it's just for the best or the highest prophet or the best students. No, he distributed to all of the students that were there. Even when there was a protest from his servant questioning how little food could be used to feed 100 men. And sometimes we may question God's will, God's plan. But when you live by faith and not by sight, and your faith is so strong that it can move the mountain, then you're just going to do what God told you to do, even when it did not make sense, even when you do not see the results yet. And assuring the servant that the Lord will fulfill his promise to meet his needs of the people, Elisha instructed that the servant begin to pass out food to the people. And the servant obeyed, and all the prophets not only had enough food to eat, but they had some left over. And the promise of the Lord was fulfilled, and the food was multiplied just as the 5 loaves, 2 fish was to be multiplied by Christ in feeding the multitude. Wow, God has the power to meet basic needs of human life. And in this case of the students, he met the basic needs for food. God possesses this omnipotent, this power, unlimited power, to meet the power, to meet the needs and every needs that you have. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough. He is Jehovah Jireh, God who provides all of my needs. And so, the need for food, shelter, clothing, need for a purpose, meaning, and significance in life, the need of sense of fulfillment and satisfaction, the need for conquering trials and temptations of life, the need for either health strength to bear suffering and pain, infirmities of life. Those are basic needs that we have. And those are needs that Jesus, that God is able to meet. God has the power to meet all your needs. And there is a condition that you must seek God first. You must seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will add all things unto you. You must truly love the Lord, and love what God loves, and hate what God hates. And so obeying His commandments faithfully and worshiping Him, you must strengthen your relationship, your daily walk with the Lord in prayer, in the Word of God, in taking care of your bodies, which is your holy temple, which the Spirit of God lives in, and also build His kingdom, build His community. Here we're building His community as well. We're building God's kingdom. And lo and behold, may God be blessing you and building you up. Someone asks, what scripture are you on? I'm on 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 44, talking about Elisha during a time of famine, providing food for the company of prophets, and the stew was poisonous, but he added flour and purified it so that no one was poisoned. Another instance was feeding 100 prophets. Just like the 5 loaves, 2 fish, Jesus multiplied it and fed 5,000. He fed 100 prophets with 20 loaves of bread. And so God has the power to meet your needs, but there is condition. You see, God's covenant means that there's a condition that you must fulfill your side of the deal. And then He will also cover His part. God is God who promises, who never lets us down, and is a God who comes through for us in our lowest points. Amen. So that condition is that you must seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Truly love the Lord. Allow the Lord transform you and build you up, and also give you the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. God is good. So, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. You should pray continually, each and every day. 1 Thessalonians chapter 6, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. And then when Jesus was teaching them how to pray, the disciples how to pray, He says, our Father who is in heaven, thy kingdom come, or thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread. Yeah, and then lead us not into temptation, and so on. And so give us this day our daily bread. He provides our daily bread. He's the living water. He's the bread of life. Amen. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 26. It says, for this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat and what you will drink, nor for your body, as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather in their barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more worthy, much more precious than they are? Know that you are more precious than these birds, and God is still able to provide for the animals of the world. You are more precious. You are His children. You are the ones He wants to save, and you are the ones that He came from heaven to earth to die for your sin, which is to allow you to go from earth to heaven. And the great exchange is where He gave up His righteousness for your sin to become sin when He knew no sin, so that you may be cleansed and be called righteous in the name of Jesus. Righteous and be made holy and have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, shall be added unto you. Do you want these things added to you? That you got to seek first. Put Jesus first. Jesus first forever. And his righteousness, his holiness, his perfection. You got to seek Jesus first. So type Jesus first. Jesus first. Amen. Because that's the way to go. I'm going to let you sleep, okay? Let me get some cushion so that you may be propped up and be comfortable. There we go. There we go. And then I'm just like, need to sit up. Unfortunately, there we go. Wow. Thank you so much. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 is beautiful. Listen to this. It says, but God shall supply all, not just some, all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. You have needs, don't you? Well, God will supply all your needs. You see, where there is demand, there's supply. Well, where there's supply, there's demand. Well, that's economics, right? Supply and demand. And so, when baby is hungry, there's a demand for milk. And if there's no supply, well, God has abundant supply of milk. And so baby, now, he's satisfied. He's happy with the supply that he received. In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 1 verse 19. It says, and God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed on the surface of the earth, and every tree has fruits yielding seed, and it shall be food to you. It shall be food for you. Amen. Exodus chapter 23 verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. You see, when you serve the Lord, you should not get sick anymore. No disease should take a hold of you. Well, that's because God, he is the great physician. He is the healer of life. And he blesses your bread, blesses your water. And he said, I take away sickness from the midst of thee. From your midst, you shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Someone said, you have photographic memory. I used to have photographic memory. Used to be much better. But right now, my memory, yeah, you know, if you want to increase your memory, you got to read the Word of God. Memorize the Word of God. And as you memorize the Word of God, then that will allow you to recite it and memorize. And you will see how your grades in school will improve. How you're studying in school or in life in general. If you're a self-studier, self-educator, then you'll also be able to remember better of what is important. So, yeah. How do you know all of this, Pastor? Well, I know this because I do have my resources. So, I use my resource, my research, and I use the best resource I can so that, you know, I can be equipped and you can be equipped. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14. And he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and the late rain, that you may gather your grain and your new wine and your oil. That's Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy was written by Moses. And it was written as a law of Moses that God has given to him, and also as a history of the Israelites during the early times. Psalm chapter 65, verse 9, it says, "And you visit the earth and cause it to overflow." God causes overflow. He doesn't just cause a cup to be half full or 10% full or just full. He causes overflow. "And you visit the earth and cause it to overflow. You greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. And you prepare the grain. For thus you prepare the earth." Wow. I love it. In Psalm chapter 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That one, it says, "He anoints you, your head, with oil, and your cup overflows." When you serve the Lord, your God, you let him be your shepherd. Let him be your guide. Let him, his rod, his staff, comfort you. Let him lead you by still water and sit down on green pasture. Your cup will overflow. It will flow so much that it pours out to other people. And the beautiful thing is, all you got to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Declare him as your Lord and follow him all the days of your life and say yes to Jesus forever. "Jesus, I will follow you. I will pray to you, talk to you. I will read your word of God, the word, the Bible. Get to know who Jesus is. Get to know who God is. I will build your community. I will not live in isolation, but in fellowship. Because God commanded us to live in fellowship. He didn't call us to live alone. No. That is the lies and trap of the devil. He calls us to come together. Cause us to be the light of the world. Cause us to be the salt of the earth. So that the salt can persevere or preserve the earth. You see, like salt preserves meat. It preserves earth. And so we preserve it until the day of the Lord comes. And that's why we absolutely must continue walking in the ways of the Lord and bring Jesus back into our life. First your life, then into the life of your family, then into the life of, bring Jesus back to family. Bring Jesus back to community. Bring Jesus back to your school. Bring Jesus back to your state, to your government, to your nation. Bring Jesus back to the world. You see, the United States of America was founded upon biblical Christian principles. And because they lived upon that principle, they were able to prosper and have good success and rise to the top. But the moment Jesus was taken out of the school system, of the government system, of the state system, of family system, was the moment these family, school, nation, all these institutions with no Jesus began to crumble, began to fade away and led towards ruin and destruction. And likewise, our body without Jesus is leading towards ruin and destruction. And that is why it's so important to root yourself upon Jesus, his firm foundation. Let him be your anchor. Let him be your safe place, your tower, your refuge. Let him be your resting place. Turn to Jesus and say yes to Jesus forever. Today's the day to do so. Because too many people are saying, "Tomorrow I'll do that. Tomorrow I'll say yes." They procrastinate and say tomorrow until there's no more tomorrow. Until it's too late. until, yeah, the light fades away. Life is so fragile. And when it's too late, then, and you're rejecting Jesus, you're saying no to Jesus, then you're going to go towards eternal ruin and destruction, eternal separation from God. But if you say yes to Jesus and following him all the days of your life, committed to him, then you will have an eternal, everlasting life in his presence, in his love, in his goodness, in heaven, where there is no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, no more corruption, where you can live in eternal peace, eternal joy, eternal love of God. Amen. Who receives the word of God today? So alive and powerful. In Psalm chapter 136, verse 25, says, "Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness is everlasting, for his mercy endureth forever." God's mercy endureth forever. And the reason why Jesus has not come yet is because God is long-suffering. He's patient God. He wants to save more souls so that more souls will enter the kingdom of heaven. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 23. "And he will give you rain for the seed which you will sow in the ground, and the bread from the yield of the ground, and it will be rich and plenteous on the day your livestock will graze in the roomy pasture." Wow. Glory to God that he gives us rain. He gives us shelter. He gives us food. He gives us more than enough. I don't know, but a lot of people are entitled. A lot of people take this safety and security that we live in, that we have right now, for granted. But out there in the world, people are caught up in war, proxy war. There's death going on all around them. There's bombshells being exploded every few minutes. And there's war and gunshots being shot. And they're being controlled, being enslaved. I don't know how many of you guys know how lucky we are to live in safety, not having to worry about what food we'll have next tomorrow, or worry about there's being someone coming to our door with a gun to rob us. No, we're so blessed. Now, if you're in a situation that's in just like difficult, God sees it, and God is with you, and God will supply all you need. And you have to trust in the Lord. You have to walk in the ways of God. You must be obedient to him. And in the end, these tests that you're going through, those tests, those trials, that test becomes your testimony, your story about how God has turned your life 180 from being broke to being flourishing. From being lost to being found. From being in darkness to being in his light. It's your testimony, your story, which is powerful. We can help other people who go through similar things as well. Glory to God. He takes your mess. And that mess, he can turn it into your message. Into a message of hope to others. A message that points others to the one and true living God. So, God is with you in that test, in that mess. God is with you as you are facing your giants, like Goliath and David. He was with David. He didn't stop David from going to fight Goliath. He was with David when he faced the giant Goliath, where everyone was afraid. He was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in the fire, burning furnace. He didn't stop them from going in. He was with the disciples in the wave, the wind, literally there, sleeping. And they woke him up, and he calmed the storm, the wind. He can even command the weather to listen to him. He was with the Israelites when they were obedient to him. And they called upon his name, he responded. And he said, "Here I am, your Lord, your God." And he led them out of the bondage of slavery, out of the world. He bankrupted Egypt in one day. You see, Egypt gave all their gold and silver. They're like, leave. But there was trials. There was testings. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And Moses had to go 10 times and say, "Let my people go. Let my people go." Until all these 10 plagues happened. Was it 10 or 12? 10 plagues. And so God is with you in the storm, with you in the darkest moment of your life. And he was with me as well. In my time of isolation, addiction to gaming, my time of just not having a path and direction, he came through in my life. And by his divine intervention, he rescued me and set me free in the name of Jesus. And gave me community out of isolation. He gave me more than enough. He gave me family, wonderful wife, wonderful baby. He gave me everything. More than I can ever imagine. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can think of and ask of and imagine in my life. He gave me more than enough. And the most important thing is that he gave me Jesus. Jesus, who laid down his life for me, for you. And he gave you that gift of salvation as well. And that gift you must receive into your heart. You must receive into your heart. Esther. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. Someone said, "What's the first word the baby said?" Well, the first word the baby said is, "Amen." Nah, just kidding. He's only 5 days old. He hasn't talked yet. Bro. Anyways. Amen. Julie, Gayla, Joseph, love the universe. Amen. God bless you guys. Yeah. I love it. When you guys say amen, you guys are affirming. You guys are saying, "Yes, Lord. Hallelujah." Julie, amen. And so let me lead you guys in a time of prayer. And then we can go through some daily application questions. And you guys can converse with me. I can do some Q&A and bless you guys as well. Amen. Hello, Shruti. Good to see you. Okay, so Heavenly Father, we come before you. And those who want to accept Jesus, let's pray this. And we know that we're not perfect, that we've fallen short of your glory. We've sinned, and we need a Savior from our brokenness, from this darkness. And Jesus, you are that Savior. You defeated sin and death. So Jesus, come into our heart. Defeat our circumstances. Give us strength to carry through. And I commit my life to you, 100%, to saying Jesus forever, to saying I will follow you all the days of my life, and also to pray to you, to read your word, build your community each and every day. Father God, I need you because I'm lost without you. So thank you for coming into my life, and I will commit my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And the angels rejoice with you. And now this prayer for general prayer. Father God, I thank you for this word, so alive and powerful. How you are El Shaddai, God Almighty, God who supplies all our needs. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, for your guidance, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you never let us down and that you always come through for us. Thank you, Lord, that you are a promise keeper. The promises that you spoke in the Word of God is alive, is powerful, is still going, coming past. And we see the prophecies that were said in the Old Testament fulfilled. So many prophecies fulfilled that you are a God who keeps your word. So Lord God, I pray that you continue protecting each and everyone here under the sound of my voice, that you bring them provision, protection, give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, discernment in everything that they do as they walk through their life. Lord, I pray for healing upon everyone here, physically, mentally, relationally, that they would experience your healing power spiritually in their hearts as well. Lord, may they draw close to you each and every day, and thank you that they come to join in the live stream. May you bless them and bring them closer to you. Yes, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Now, someone's asking, which Bible do you read from? Now, I read from the Word of God, which is actually like the NIV, the ESV. All these translations, NASB, New King James Version, I read it all. Amen. Hello, Julie. Hello, TJB. God bless you. Boer Good Too says, amen. God bless you and your family. Have a happy life. Thank you for telling us and showing us the right path. All glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Isabella Larmy. Hello. Welcome. Welcome. God bless you. Thalma. Amen. Joshi. God bless you. Sudis. Deskli. I'm sorry I butchered the name, but God bless you. Noma. And Tantisco. God bless you. It's okay to cry. And I too cried in times, moments in need. In the past week, man, I cried way too much. A lot of pain. But I felt like just the Spirit of the Lord working, and the blessing of God, and the prayers of my pastor friends. So glory to God. And yeah. Hello, hello. Julie Mina says, amen. God bless you. God is good. Isabella Larmy says, you are very strong, and God sent us here to learn and for Josh to teach us about God. Praise the Lord. God is good. We give all glory to him, for he's the one that sends. He's the one that allows us to understand his word, allows me to communicate it. You see, it's not my own words, but it's the word of God that is alive and powerful. It is sweet like honey. It is rich like gold and silver. It is so good that it fills and nourishes our soul, strengthens our faith, and builds our life up and transforms it. And when the fruit of the Spirit appears because of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost inside you, that love, joy, peace, patience, it's produced. And people start seeing it off your tree and be like, wow, you have love. I would like that. Oh, you have peace. Where do you get that from? And you are light in this world. And you're sharing it with other people. Hello, Chloe. Thanks for the heart. Amen, amen, brother. God bless you. At GB, Pat. Amen. Yes. I'm here. Yes. Like, start them young. That's what I read. You are an amazing person. You know, all glory to God. I'm not perfect, but I try my best. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Arizona, God bless you. Ivan, yeah. God loves you so much. And it's both can get emotional. And some people are head knowledge, some people are heart knowledge. God works in both ways. And so, he is good. Hello, TF Army. You got a shout out. God bless you. Thanks for coming. Crystal Fortune's been here for a while. And very cool. Thank you. Oh, it's not Arizona, but it's Ariana. Haha. Amen. God is good. Said, congratulations, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, huge blessing from God. Rachel Connolly. I hate you. I remember. Yeah, God is good. I do the same thing. I love all versions of the Bible. Good. 3 days sober, and I have urge to buy alcohol tonight. Well, in the name of Jesus, may you have no more urge for chasing the things of the world. No more alcohol. No more substances. No more addiction to these things. Because these things are only going to satisfy you temporarily. What can satisfy you for eternity is Jesus himself. Because Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. And so, in the name of Jesus, may you not have any cravings for any drop of alcohol from today on. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Greg Mason, God bless you. Oh, Yechi Jessica, amen, God bless you. Yes. Liam says, I love Jesus. God bless you. Gotta go? Yeah, thank you for joining me. Yeah, you tell it so naturally. God is good. The words, the stories flow so naturally from you. It's amazing. Well, you see, it wasn't always flowing sweet like honey. No, no. I've all my life, been made fun of. My speech. People just... even my teacher asked my parents, is he mute? Can he speak? And my parents said, yeah, he can. That's weird. When I was in second to fifth grade, people would make fun of my speech. I would say shocker or soccer, and people would be like, aha, he said shocker. And I'm like, man, I was made fun of. And being made fun of my speech, like people putting me down like that, really stopped me from speaking at all. And then later on in 7th grade, people began inviting me out to like Green Club, to different social service, community service clubs, and I began making friends. But all my life, even to this day, people are making fun of my speech. They're like, it didn't hurt me now, but one time someone said, you might as well use AI to be the voice instead. You might as well let AI be the voice instead, as I was making videos. Yeah. But it's okay. But by God's grace, through prayer, through practice, he allowed me to speak more and more clearly. It may be clear to you. It may, yeah. So glory to God. And so many people listen. Over millions of people listen. And we give all glory to God. Praise God. Well, may God bless you, and may you read the Word of God. Seek Him. Find a community. Find a church to keep you accountable, to lead you. Hello, any Izzy Animes fan. Guadalupe. Juarez. God bless you. Amen. God is good. What's my name? I am Pastor Josh. Good to meet you. AGB. 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 Is that a Asian gangster? Amen. It's all good. Yeah. So, but you know, growing up with it, now it has no impact. I just laugh at it. I just say, hey, you know, if you can't understand me, then just keep scrolling. Just go somewhere else. But if you, I have subtitles for a reason, for these shorts, so that you can read it, so that you don't have to be listening. Like, you can read it. Nothing is gonna stop me from preaching the word of God until my voice fades away, until I pass away. Yeah. Thank you. Glory to God. All right, let's look into the application questions. We have four application questions. And so, number one out of four. What is one tangible way you can help your community? Well, one tangible way you can help your community, I can help, which is starting by being present. Be present. Go. Be present. Be available. And you don't even have to be seeking to do anything. Just go and show up. Go and be there. In God's community. In church. Just show up. And that's one way you can be present, to be a blessing to your community. And from there, when you're faithful with that little step of just showing up, getting out of your bed, dressing up, going out of your comfort zone, then He will be able to add to you. He will be able to give you more blessings. Show up. Show up. Just like you guys show up here on the live streams. May you guys be blessed as well. Amen. But it is different from having actual physical community of believers gathering together. It is different. Amen. Do you have kids? This is my kid right here. Baby Pan. Baby boy. My only son. Yes and amen. Hello, Selmel, Ninja Spirit. Number two, in what ways can you offer spiritual relief to those in need? Well, just be a listening ear. Don't tell them the solution. Don't tell them the answers. Don't tell them what your opinions, your thoughts are. Just listen and say, acknowledge and repeat what they're saying. And sometimes they already know the answer and you just need to repeat their answer to you, to them. Hey, love of the universe says your speech is fine. Thank you. Demetrius from Tennessee. Hello, welcome. Mason, thank you for your work. God loves you. Thank you so much. Says your speech is totally fine. If they can't understand you, they have a problem. thank you. The problem does not lie with me. The problem lies with them. Well, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. So, how can you offer spiritual relief to those in need? And then, of course, point them to Jesus. Point them to God. Point them to, I mean, Jesus is the answer. I told you not to give them the answer, but it's like if someone is heartbroken, just be there with them. Don't say, suck it up. Don't say, like, it's temporary. Don't say. Just say, I understand. Have a heart of empathy. So yeah, God is good. Which local church do you go to? I'm currently pastor of this church in Fremont, California, in the Bay Area. And it's called Tree of Life. Tree of Life. Lord's Harvest Christian Church. Amen. Blessed are your parents who raised such a wonderful person as you. Glory to God. What's his name? His name's Noah. So if my mom is watching right now, here. Thank you for being a blessing, Mom. And Dad. And yeah. for loving us unconditionally. God is glorious. How old are you? I'm 34. Says, okay. Yes. Shalom, Chris. Hello. Okay, and then next is, when have you seen supernatural increases in gifts or service to the Lord? Wow, I'm seeing it right now. I'm seeing supernatural increase in those around me. People being built up in my work, from working part-time, now full-time. In my channel, how we're headed towards 1 million subscribers. How we're at 800,000. Increase in finance. Increase in relationships. Increase in disciples. People who want to be discipled. Increase. And then what can you offer in faith? Believing that God can multiply what you give. Offer my finance. Offer my everything, my time, my energy. Offer all that I have, all that I am to God, my treasures, my talents, and I let God use it and multiply it. And you can, what you see right now is the fruit of God's multiplication. If we just start the channel and see that the results are not carrying through and be discouraged by that, we're living by sight. But we're to live by faith. Faith that God will do much, much more than we ask. And that is through following Him, obeying Him, believing in Him. Amen. Do you play football? Right now I don't play it, but I can, I do, I did. I'm pretty good, I'm pretty fast. Right now it's a different season. I need to exercise more. Yeah. Dimitri says, you are in USA. Thank you for what you do for the kingdom. You are my brother. God is good. Amen. God is glorious. Amen. Well, guys, I had a good session. It's been an hour and 17 minutes. And I have youth group tonight, which I'm leading. And I have to decide which passage to study and to share with the youth group, because this passage is so wonderful, so good, and so I hope that and I pray that may God bless you, bring you peace, give you energy to go through the days, to cut out all distractions, cut out all things that are holding you down, all the sins, may you resist it in the name of Jesus. And may you continue walking in holiness, in righteousness, after God's own heart. In Jesus' most holy name, amen. Working on your ministry degree, that's great, fantastic. I have a Master's of Divinity, and it's well worth it. Gave me the connections that I needed in order to propel me forward, the network I needed. Amen. So the Bible is so worth reading. So if you want to learn more about Jesus, then read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, many bibliographies of Jesus, eyewitness accounts of Jesus, what He says, what He does, alive and powerful. So good. So good. Amen. Yeah. Excellent devotional. Glory to God. Even though there were hiccups here and there, He is good. Thank you. And even baby enjoys it so much, he falls asleep. He's sleeping now. He's filled with the Word of God. Filled with the Spirit. Amen. God is powerful. He's great. Hey. Well, I'm kind of sleepy. I think I slept maybe 5 hours, 6 hours, but yeah. Hello again, Tammy Goggins. And yeah. And then need to make sure every 2 hours he's fed. And then later on, we'll get more sleep. But for now, we'll continue caring for our every need, baby Pan. May God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Panda out for now. I'll see you next time. Thanks for the like, subscribe, and the follow. And, yeah. I'm just chilling, actually. I'm chilling. Letter to God. He said, "Dear Lord, I praise you because nothing is impossible for you. Whatever I give to you, I do so in faith, knowing that you can increase it in the furthering of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. Say, you're Muslim. Welcome, Muslims. Welcome, all people. Welcome, non-believers. Welcome, Christians. Welcome. What month is he? He is right now in the first month. He is literally 6 days old. Born on June 22nd, 2024. 4:42 a.m. Yeah. In Kaiser Hospital. In Santa Clara. And he was an 8.5 pound baby. Big baby. Wow. What a joy. Yeah. Okay. Panda out. Panda out for now. See you. Bye-bye.